Hello and welcome once more to Radio Resistance. It's the one shift, the roots of the money tree. Logo praying to the pristine altars. Waiting for the blessing with holy water. But the same old wealth and the same old hands. It's the same old people staying in command. Watch your money go around, watch your money go around. They got it wrapped up tight, they got it safe and sound. Watch your money go around, watch your money go around. She fall from grace and hit the ground. All the way down. Too much money in too few places. Only puts a smile on particular faces. Much power in not enough hands. Makes you think and rich quick, take all I can. They're too busy spending on my means of destruction. Table spend a penny as a real distraction. Yeah. Watch your money go around, watch your money go around. You lose themselves as a fool around. Watch your money go around, watch your money go around. Too loud they say, make them vulnerable. Corners, civilization built on slaughter. Carrying hopes and carrying maps. Spineless ones fall in their laps. The grave and the bone are the ones to be fooled. But they died of lies by the Kipling school. Watch your money go around, watch your money go around. And I just can't help you see the cat. Watch your money go around, watch your money go around. Too loud I say, make me wonderful. The Mars are clean, the Mars are clear. They bend your arm and they bend your ear. Your mind as you talk in circles. Bend over forwards, this won't hurt you. Till there's blood in your lap, blood on your hands. Smiles as you're done, it's all kind of care. Watch your money go around, watch your money go around. Can't spend a penny, go out the window down. Watch your money go around, watch your money go around. She far from grace and hit the ground. This is Radio Resistance, from Chesterfield to the workers of the world. Unite. You have nothing to lose but your chains. Yeah, that was the unmistakable sound of the Style Council, track entitled Money Go Round. And if you'd like to contact Radio Resistance here in Chesterfield with a request or a dedication, you can either email AnthonyPage@soadequate.plus.com. That's AnthonyPage@soadequate.plus.com. Or you can send me a text on 0770 256 3056. That's 0770 256 3056.
3056. And next up, we've got The Sound of Mogwai, track entitled White Noise. Sound of Mogwai from the Hardcore Will Never Die But You Will album, track entitled White Noise. Now, it's not very often that I talk about the royal family. In fact, I prefer not to talk about the royal family here on Radio Resistance, because you hear about them more than enough on all of the mainstream broadcasters. But it does kind of make me laugh the way there's been such a controversy about this woman who said that Kate Middleton's plastic and artificial. Well, I guess it's what comes with being part of the establishment's sort of figureheads, the establishment's supposed sort of pretty face to the rest of us, the nice face of capitalism. Well, personally, I still think they're just a bunch of scroungers and what have you, which is why it makes me laugh that David Cameron's been wading into the argument and saying how nice Kate Middleton is. I didn't think that David Cameron liked scroungers. Still, I guess we've got to go along with what our esteemed Prime Minister says. So, this next track is going out to all monarchists out there and to the Queen and Kate Middleton and to the House of Windsor, coming up right now. Sound of the Sex Pistols, God Save the Queen. Unmistakable sound there of the Sex Pistols, track entitled God Save the Queen, here on Radio Resistance. And the next track is connected with a more suitable figure here on Radio Resistance, namely Spartacus, from Jeff Wayne's musical version of Spartacus. Here's Catherine Zeta-Jones, track entitled Destiny.
May the gods have mercy upon my Spartacus. Each day as I watch the man I love fight for his life in the arena, my love for him burns like a fire inside me. And I recall a dream from long ago. A snake coiled itself around the head of Spartacus as he lay sleeping, yet did not harm him. A sign from the gods that he was to be given a great and terrible power.
Yeah, if I'm going to give my support to anyone, it had much more be Spartacus than the Queen any day at week. This is Radio Resistance News, brought to you courtesy of Socialist Worker Newspaper. The Tories' bedroom tax will lead to over 600,000 people losing money for having too many bedrooms. Many will end up falling behind on their rent and face eviction. But at the same time, the Tories are pushing through this blatant attack on the poor. At the same time, George Osborne opposes a mansion tax on the rich. But thankfully there is resistance. for example, lead tenants have met to organise against the bedroom tax. BBC workers shut down radio and TV programmes when they went on strike on Monday. The strike by NUJ members was against job cuts and involved thousands of workers across the BBC across Britain. Meanwhile, campaigners held protests and marches across Britain last week to defend our NHS. Up to 600 met to defend the Whittington Hospital in North London, and over 200 people marched in Kingston, West London, against NHS cuts. Predictions that the Eurozone was coming out of its crisis have been dashed. Instead, the biggest core economies, such as Germany, are being dragged further into the crisis. Austerity in countries such as Greece and Spain is, far from helping, actually making the crisis worse. This is because the crisis is rooted not in the welfare and wage budgets of working class people, but in the very system of capitalism itself. Thankfully, workers across Europe, especially in Greece and Spain, are resisting the austerity. Also in this week's Socialist Worker, a feature on how the profit motive in the food industry, especially the meat industry, has led directly to the horse meat scandal. Why socialists insist workers play the crucial role in struggles for freedom and liberation. Trident. Why the obscene monetary cost of renewing this nuclear weapon of mass destruction could be the least of our worries. You can read Socialist Worker online at www.socialistworker.co.uk. That's www.socialistworker.co.uk. Or you can buy a copy of Socialist Worker every Saturday outside of Primark in Chesterfield between 11 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. If you contact Chesterfield branch, or whatever your local branch is, you can have Socialist Worker delivered to your door. Socialist Worker is your paper. Buy it, read it, sell it.
Going to the pictures, see the late, late show. You're told that you're a fire risk, so the wheelchair has to go. You're in your seat, turn around, you wave your wheels goodbye. Don't need many guesses who's gonna be the first to fry. But if you try to argue, that's my leg you're taking away. You can guarantee there'll always be somebody there who'll say, you got a chip on your shoulder, got a really bad attitude. Is it any wonder people treat you the way they do? You really should be grateful for all we do for you. Be a quiet little crip without a chip. Waiting on the platform to board the 905. You travel with the livestock, at least it proves that you're alive. You can make friends with the pigeons there and keep each other warm. There's no heathen in that cage and it's brewing up a storm. No clamps to hold you down, you feel your body slipping away. But if you moan, it's 10 to 1, the guard will come and say, you got a chip on your shoulder, got a really bad attitude. Is it any wonder people treat you the way they do? You really should be grateful for all we do for you. And be a quiet little crip without a chip. I've never done a marathon, I'd sooner drink and smoke. But what's your opening question? Are you that TV wheelchair bloke? And how'd you get like that then? Was it some great tragedy? I was stuntman in Jaws 2, and I really earned me fee. And I sit here and wonder what you hear and what you see. Are you looking at the chair Are you listening to me? Got a chip on your shoulder, got a really bad attitude. Is it any wonder people treat you the way they do? You really should be grateful for all we do for you. Be a quiet little crip without a chip. Oh yeah, be a quiet little crip without a chip. That's right, be a quiet little crip. Quiet little crip. Quiet little crip without a chip.
Yeah, the sound there of Ian Stanton, track entitled Chip on His Shoulder. And on the subject of disability, it's been all over the news recently about the Paralympic athlete in South Africa who's killed his model girlfriend. Much as I can't condone murder of any shape or form, I do think that the establishment media has kind of jumped on a feeding frenzy over the story, sometimes for the very worst possible of motives. For example, the Sun, the Rupert Murdoch paper, has used it as an excuse for soft porn, printing pictures of the model in a bikini. More generally, though, I can't help thinking that the news reports about the whole case have sort of been painting a rather negative picture, not just of the athlete, but of disabled people, people with disabilities, and of disability as a whole. I mean, there's far too much of a bloody attitude within the media and within the more right-wing elements of society as a whole that in some way people with disabilities are in some way unpredictable and likely to be dangerous. Guess who's causing all of this prejudice? Yes, you've guessed it, the establishment media, like the Sun. So my attitude towards the tabloids is a little bit like that of Michael Jackson. Coming up, here's Tabloid Junkie.
Michael Jackson sleeps in an oxygen chamber. The singer says that
here on Radio Resistance Chesterfield.
Black and white, you in and out of news. bisexual.
Yeah, sound of Michael Jackson from his History CD, track entitled Tabloid Junkie, and from one type of media to another. Of the past year or more, the BBC has often been in the news for all of the wrong reasons. In the past few months or so, in particular because of the whole Jimmy Savile train wreck.
You're so damn disrespectable.
So it was kind of refreshing in this week to see that this time the BBC workers have gone out on strike against their bosses who want to bring in job cuts. I certainly in a lot of ways wish it were like that back in the 90s. 20 years ago I used to work for BBC Transmission and I've kind of seen a side of the BBC which they don't put on all of their self-promoting promos, believe you me. Anyway, it's good that the BBC workers have been out on strike, and good luck to them. Whatever my feelings towards the BBC, I do think that the workers deserve a damn sight better than this. They deserve a damn sight better than being fired due to the failures of their own bosses and of the government and the establishment of a whole. And back to the music now. Sound of the Clash, track entitled, appropriately enough, London Calling.
Boys and girls, London calling. Now don't look to us, phony Beatlemania is bitten the dust. London calling. See, we ain't got no swing except for the rain and the crunch of thing. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going in. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning. I the imitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go it alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't wanna shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Engines stop running, the wheat is going thick. A nuclear error, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning. And I live by the river.
Oh!
Yes, Sound of the Clash, London Calling.
London Calling, yes, I was.
I've just been talking about the BBC. I suppose the big question is, I've said how it's often a tool of the establishment and how it's rather been damaged by, among other things, the Jimmy Savile scandal. The question is sort of, what future would we like to see for the BBC? Would we like to see it kept roughly as it is, but run by the workers themselves, by workers' committees, or alternatively, what do you like to see, as I'd personally like to see, a more decentralised BBC, perhaps along the lines of a confederation of community broadcasters running the BBC at a community level rather than the centralised model we seem to have at the moment. What are your opinions? You can contact us here at AnthonyPage@soadequate.plus.com. That's AnthonyPage@soadequate.plus.com. Or you can text us at 0770 256 3056. That's 0770 256 3056. Or maybe you'd like to see a different model altogether of the BBC from the one that I've been suggesting. For now, though, back to the music. Here's Stuck in Heat, who are going to be playing at the relaunch concert for Chesterfield Love Music Hate Racism on the 2nd of March. This is the track entitled Reggae Heat.
What a wonderful day today. There's no work, it's just time to play. If only every day could be this way. What a wonderful day. What a wonderful day today. There's no work, it's just time to play. If only every day could be this way. What a wonderful day today. There's no work, it's just time to play. If only every day could be this way.
Yes, sound of the stuck-in second track entitled Reggae Heat. Now, we've heard quite a lot about the horse meat scandal. Indeed, the latest socialist worker has a full spread on the horse meat scandal and what caused it. Sad to say that it's not just the meat industry which is responsible for God knows what dodgy practices. Vegetables and the fruit are often grown using pesticides and herbicides which are often poisonous and using GM food, especially in other countries, but they have been tested here in the UK, genetically modified foods which are pretty damn dodgy. Now, apart from the sort of direct health effects on humans, there's also the less direct environmental effects and the damaging of the environment as a result of not just pesticides and GM crops, but also the degradation of the environment by things like ripping out hedges and intensive farming methods, which have led to declines in wildlife and declines in a lot of birds. Notably, the corncrake is in danger because of modern-day farming methods. Still, I guess there's nothing new about capitalism running riot over the environment. On the subject of environmental destruction, the next track from the 90s is by a group called Galliano. Track entitled Twyford Down, about a site of historical interest which was demolished to build a bloody motorway.
Changing time of these, autumn coming earlier, setting in the trees. Geese ain't flying south all the time, and now come finding it warm enough under the village. Sometimes bulldozers digging down, it's wiped it down. Government lies on the dongles and in town. Maybe it's the time of year, or maybe the time of man. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's the time of year, or maybe the time of man. Well, I don't know.
Time of man, well I don't know.
This is the Red Guide on Radio Resistance. Well, it's certainly an action-packed time here in Chesterfield. Coming up on February the 27th, that's the Wednesday, there's the public meeting against NHS privatisation, which is going to be held at the North East Derbyshire Town Hall in Saltergate at 7:30pm. The following day, Thursday, February the 28th, there's the Socialist Workers' Party meeting, From Stonewall to Gay Marriage, How Do We Fight for LGBT Liberation? This will be held at Chesterfield Library at 7:30pm, entrance down the stairs from the main entrance, at the door by the cafe. Then on Saturday, March the 2nd, there's the Unite Against Fascism National Conference in London, Stopping the Rise of Fascism and Racism. This will be held at the TUC Congress Centre at Great Russell Street in central London from 10am through till 5pm. Also on Saturday, March the 2nd, there's the Chesterfield Unite Against Fascism and Love Music Hate Racism relaunch concert, which will be held at Chesterfield Labour Club on Saltergate. Admission will be £3, doors open 7pm. Bands will be Cab Stars, Stuck in Second, Pierce Morgan, Steve and the Rays, In the Unlikely Event, and Oliver and the Rest. Then the following day, Sunday, March the 3rd, the Socialist Readers Group have the meeting on Socialism, Utopian and Scientific by Engels. This will be held at Stone Gravel Parish Centre on Sheffield Road from 6pm till 8pm. Then on Sunday, March the 10th, the Sheffield District Socialist Readers Group will have their meeting on Marxism and the Party with Mark Thomas, to be held at Sharrow Community Forum on Southview Road in Sheffield. Then on Saturday, March the 16th, this is a biggie, the Unite the Resistance Regional Conference in Sheffield, entitled The Fight Against Austerity, which will be held at the Novotel Hotel on Arundel Gate from 11am through till 5pm. Speakers including Mark Sirotka of the PCS Union, Alan Gibbons, the Library Campaigner, and Karen Weissman of the Unison Union. Then on Monday, March the 18th, there's a Chesterfield Unite Against Fascism planning meeting at Chesterfield Library, 7:15pm. April the 17th, which is a Wednesday, Chesterfield UAF will be having their public meeting. And last but certainly not least, from Thursday the 11th of July to Monday the 15th of July, Marxism 2013 in central London, a festival of resistance, with a choice of many political meetings throughout the day and entertainment at night. What's more, if you book before the 31st of March, you receive a £5 discount off of your ticket. Remember, what the working class needs is a party which will not sell out to a right-wing agenda to gain middle-class votes. What the working class needs is a party which will not kowtow to the bosses and the ruling class. What the working class needs is a party which is run by and for the working class. The Socialist Workers' Party is that party.
Imagine all the
Yeah, the unmistakable sound there of John Lennon, track entitled Imagine, here on Radio Resistance from Chesterfield. Now, it turns out that the meeting on February the 27th, which is the Wednesday, isn't actually an out-and-out meeting against NHS privatisation. It's a meeting entitled Do You Want the NHS Privatised? And there's going to be a presentation by Jackie Pendleton and Dr. Ben Milton of the Clinical Commissioning Group, which is intending to privatise the NHS locally. However, you will also hear the views of 38 Degrees, the campaigning website, and Chesterfield Save Our NHS, which are both campaigning to keep the NHS public. And there'll be plenty of opportunity to ask your questions and express your point of view. After all, there are no medical reasons for privatisation. The only aim is to cut services and make profits. And the previous privatisations, for example in social care, have resulted in profits for the bosses, but chaos and distress for users and a collapse in staff morale. So whatever happens, be there and ask your questions and show your presence. Make your feelings known against the privatisation of the NHS on Wednesday the 27th of February, 7:30 p.m. in the Council Chamber of the North East Derbyshire District Council Buildings on Saltergate in Chesterfield. Believe you me, you can't miss the building. And back to the music. Here's the sound of Steve Wright and the Protest Family, track entitled Merchant Bankers.
Well, I've heard them on the radio, seen them on TV. There's a budget deficit, which they're blaming on me. And they're coming for my pension, coming for my pay. Profit before people is the way we live today. Meanwhile, the subsidised banks are sitting on their asses. What they've robbed support to pay the bonus earning classes. They're merchant bankers. Merchant bankers. Merchant bankers.
Workers!
Well, they love Milton Friedman, hate Karl Marx, love Margaret Thatcher, hate the working class, cause they spend the money on speculation, gambling the finance of the population. And they don't give a damn about you or me, cause they got rich messing up the economy. They're merchant bankers. Merchant bankers. Merchant bankers.
Wankers!
Well, they're hedge fund managing, economy damaging, subprime lending, bad debt spending, short selling, light selling, rule bending, bad lending, dodgy credit rated, deregulated, CDO inventing, law circumventing, scrutiny hating, recession creating. Bankers, merchant bankers, merchant bankers,
workers.
Yeah, sound out Steve White and the Protest Family. Track entitled Merchant Bank as well. I'm afraid that's about all we've got time for this week from yours truly, AKP, here on Radio Resistance in Chesterfield. So I'm going to love you and leave you with this track. I think you'll all know the tune. Here's the DJ Theoff Techno Remix. For those who don't know, Bella Ciao. And ciao for now, catch you next week. Unless you catch me before.